HKX KO4 NUE.
4 HKX. Hey, Chad.
Patrick, how are you? Patrick, no joy, bud. No joy. I don't know what to say about that, but you are in and out of the repeater. So I'm thinking maybe Slim Jim just ain't gonna work.
If they're not right in line with the, oh, look at the moon. Can you see the moon? That's an awful large moon.
Waterfall
just
hit the
hike,
and I took the little
HQ
to me to see, you know, if I
can
make any contact out here, you know, in nature.
And you're down in a little kind of a hole there, so yeah, you're doing great. Well, my name is William, and I'm from Hendersonville, but right now I'm driving through Landrum, South Carolina. Did I need to wait till you got your backpack, or you want me to give your call sign now?
Yes. All right. And I am ready.
All right, and your signal has improved. My call sign, Kilo Juliet 4, Zulu Echo Oscar, KJ4ZEO. Roger, Roger. Alright, well, my name is William, W-I-L-L-I-A-M, and my QTH is Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hendersonville, North Carolina. Hendersonville, North Carolina. I believe you got it right there. And just right quick before I go, what was your name? Good rest of the trip there. Enjoy the waterfall. We're going to have to get out of here. But it was great to bump into you. And you enjoy the hobby and the rest of your adventure. KJ4Z will be clear.
I'm up here and just leaving Bowling Springs, heading back to Gurr, or Greer, better known as Gurr. What you up to?
I think in the woods, and I hope my signal is okay.
I have a headache on it, but I can understand you.
A little rough and stuff. I'm hiking on a trail in the woods, you know. sites to kind of get out in nature and talk on the radio.
Oh, excellent, excellent. What, where are you at? What trail are you at?
Somewhere in nature preserve, off of Highway Avenue.
There was some kind of nature reserve. I didn't really catch the rest of it.
I don't know, it doesn't really have to be necessarily a state park. One of the trails leads up to Penn State Park, but not quite that far.
You're not up on Paris Mountain, are you?
Not up on Paris Mountain.
Okay. I like to go up there myself. Well, you're getting quite noisy. It's a little difficult to understand you. My name here is Dave. I'm on here from time to time. I'm right in Greer, so I usually get on to talk to Tom, maybe, or Steve, or one of the guys. You have a good hike. You have a fun afternoon, and stay warm, huh?
A new ham operator. I got my call sign on November the 5th, and I'm really enjoying the hobby.
Excellent. Well, welcome to the hobby. I've been in the hobby a couple of days. Got my license back in the late 80s. 89, I think I got my license.
Great hobby. Plan to start setting to my skills soon. John Moore
was hit it on me. You have a good hike, and I'm sure we'll catch up with you again. You catch me around if you hear me on the radio. I talk to anybody. You have a good afternoon. KB2HXS Mobile. Heading to Greer.
Talk to anybody that I can reach. And this is KO4ULB Clear.
KO4ULB, all right. Very good. I didn't get your first name there. What was your first name?
First name is Alexander.
All right, Alexander. Good to meet you. And congratulations on your license. Excellent, excellent, excellent. We will talk to you again. KB2HXS will be listening out.
HXS, KB4CBA. How you doing, David?
What's shaking? I was just talking to Alexander there. He's hiking in the woods.
You're better him than me. Oh, me. I'm not feeling really good. I got a cold and I'm going to pick up some pizza, but anyway, this thing started about 3 or 4 days ago, and I tell you, I hate sore throats.
It's just a change in seasons, too. It's chilly out, the leaves are dropping, all kinds of different pollen out here, so. Hang on 1 second here. It's a little chilly, a little crappy weather, so yeah, I can imagine.
And we just finished an estate sale for my mother-in-law, and there were three storage buildings in the backyard. I went through all that stuff, so it was real, none of that stuff's been touched in probably 8 years or more, and so it was real dusty, lost spider webs and stuff like that, and had to drag a bunch of that stuff out, you know, to see if we could sell it.
Oh, man, that's probably where you got sick from. You probably got some stagnant dust or mold in there.
There wouldn't be any mold in there.
Oh, no? Oh, okay.
Oh, me, especially since one of the roofs was leaking on one of the buildings. And I tell you, that about wore me out, just doing all that stuff and helping people load up the furniture and all the stuff they bought.
gotcha. Yeah, okay. Leaky roof, no mold. Okay, I got your number now.
So, have you been playing any gigs lately?
Actually, I tell you what we just did. This past Thursday was an open mic night, or a jam session night, at the Spinning Jenny in Greer, right in town there. And it was sponsored by the Greenville Musicians Initiative, who I follow on Facebook. It was a pretty good night, although there were a few issues with the sound system there. I don't know if the guy knew what the heck he was doing with the sound system or not. The monitors weren't working, and then the house mix was terrible. I had a friend in the audience. He's like, "No, man, it was bad mix." I'm like, "Oh boy."
I'm stopped in a place here that's not noisy. I'm right here at 291, where it's behind Bob Jones, where you can make a sharp left and cross over White Hampton. I'm not sure what the name of this is. I guess it's East North Street here. I don't even know. Or Edwards Road. Yeah, it's Edwards Road.
Oh, okay. Okay, I know where you are. Yeah, you're down in town there. It's kind of a bad area down there.
It's just there's a spot right here, and then at White Hampton High School, if you stop there, that light there, Wade Hampton, there's a Lidl and a QT, and I've stopped there and not even been able to key up the repeater. It's so bad.
Yeah, that's really weird. I'm, you know, with the coverage that this thing has. I mean, heck, I just left Bowling Springs, and I got coverage, no problem.
I think, either Piney Mountain or Paris Mountain, or maybe both of them are blocking the signal there. And there's several spots, but anyway. So you just have to get through it to, and find you a good spot.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear that.
So what was the name of the website that you have to learn about the local events?
Well, it's called the Greenville Musicians Initiative. It's on Facebook. If you're on Facebook, look it up on Facebook, and I'm sure you can get to the website, but they list all their events and stuff on there. And I want to try and get a little bit more involved, and maybe I can do some sound work or help them with their sound system. I don't know if the Spinning Jenny owns the sound system they were using Thursday night or what the heck was going on, but it was not a good mix.
Jump out of here and grab some pizza. I'll be right back if you're still going to be in here. KP4CPA.
Yeah, no problem. I'm going to be here for a few more minutes. I just got about probably maybe 10 minutes to the house, and I'll be done.